This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is in shambles, and Democrats won't make it any better. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Appreciate all the support you guys are giving us. Those of you joining PolitiChatter as VIPs, we're going to be implementing things where we have concerts, movie nights, and things like that. If you're a VIP, that stuff will be free. We're going to make the first thing free. It'll be this Saturday where you can stream and see the movie Bleeding Blue. And I hope that you will, you like it enough and you'll actually go out and say, you know what, we want to see Kevin and his team making more movies, and you'll decide to visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and make a donation. We are about messaging and marketing. It's nonpartisan, and it's about bringing the truth into the equation. It's really that simple. We want to finance projects to do that, and we're willing to help anybody that's willing to do it. Stock market these days, taking it into shorts. I don't know if you're playing the market, but it is nothing like it was during the time of Trump. And they claim that the market's taken this hit for 3 days because Biden raised taxes or wants to raise taxes. So you ask yourself, why does Biden want to raise taxes? Not because it works, just because. Let me put it this way. Do you really think Biden and the left are concerned about paying down the debt and paying bills? Because if you want to give me some proof of that, I'm interested. When you spend over $6 trillion on a farce, a scam of Wu Flu, oh, free shots. Come get your free shots. By the way, did you guys see Anthony Hopkins get his shot? The nurse does a shot behind his shoulder, and then she brings the syringe out the window, and he's all double masked, and then she squirts it out. I already told you guys, there is no politician. There is no star. There is nobody that cares about his or her life for reals who got that shot. And if you saw a needle go into somebody, I will bet you money it's something like a saline solution or something. Something that is not going to do anything to the body. These people are deceptive. They will do anything to sell the lie. Leftist folks, they want two things, power and money. And you can, and if you don't want to give them the money, they will get the power and they will take the money from you. You want to know why they do it? You're not going to believe me if I tell you. Should I tell them? I don't know. I don't even know if I want to tell y'all. I don't think you're paying attention. You want to know why they don't think that you deserve your money? They just don't. It's that simple. They want it because they want it. They want it so you don't have it. Now you're saying, Kevin, that's insane. Why would somebody not want you to have your money? I know. It makes no sense. But they don't want you to have money. Money gives you choices. Money gives you far too much freedom. They loved you on lockdown. They loved it. You couldn't spend any money. But think about everything that happened in the Wu Flu lockdowns. All the people that got hurt. You were used to a way of life, and they took it away. You took it away from yourself. Oh, by the way, one of the things that I think we should do in order to fight back, so to speak, I think we should only go to stores that have no mask mandates. There should be a list. A store should take pride and say, come to our restaurant, come to our store, It's your mask is optional. You want to wear it? Fine. Our people aren't going to wear it. And if you see other people not wearing it, fine. But we will not mandate it. They're in my kid's school. They're talking about, should they take the mask away? And this is the second largest school district in Arizona. And not a single kid has died from the Wu flu. And they're debating, should they take the mask away? You know, well, we'll see if the infection rate goes down. What does the infection rate, have to do with anything? If nobody's getting sick, get rid of the mask mandate. We'll see what happens. We'll know by May 1st. Really? Why is that so arbitrary? I think you know now. I told my son the other day, I said, I bet you 80% of the kids in that school have Wu flu antibodies because they've had it. You know what that school has? Herd immunity. Have you gotten it? I cannot tell you the number of friends of mine who've called me in the last 2 weeks and said, man, I wasn't feeling good, Kevin. I lost my sense of smell. I went, you had the Wu flu. Or they go, this one of my friends, he's like, yeah, man, it took me a couple days to break my fever, and now things taste funny. You had the Wu flu. And this is with all the precautions going on in the world. Have you ever caught a cold? I'm just curious. Any of you ever had a cold? I've had a cold, a few of them. I haven't had a cold in ages. But I used to get them as a kid. I hated them. I bet you I haven't had a cold in a decade, maybe longer. I've had the flu. I've had some variations. I had a really bad one for my throat 2 Januaries ago. It was horrible. I had to fly home with the worst throat I've ever felt. I haven't felt strep that bad. I thought at that time I had gotten the Wu flu and didn't know it. But you know what? I don't think I had. I think it was just some bad other bug that was floating around. They wouldn't have let me fly if it would have been the time of Wu flu. They wouldn't have let me fly when I had that throat thing. Because, I mean, I couldn't even talk. I was like, anyway, Democrats, man, radicals. They want your money because they want it. They want your money because you have it. That's all it takes. They're like gangsters. Point a gun at you, and they ask you, is it really worth it? Kev, is it worth it? We're going to get you. You're going to get shot. And we just give it over. Anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about. Anti-police rhetoric going on. Americans don't want it. We'll talk more about these Biden-era radicals, Obama holdovers, Captain Demento, Cuomo news update, and a host of other things. Stick with me, people. We love that you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world is in shambles and Joe Biden is in charge. Wow. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. If you look at the Biden administration person by person, they are rejects to a person in the real world. Rejects. You'd be better off going to the zoo and just going to the simian part of it and hiring monkeys. They pad their resume with things that they believe matter. Oh, I'm Harvard. I'm, you know, Exeter. You know, whatever. All these different accolades they give themselves. I served under this. I clerked for this or whatever. They haven't learned a thing. They are the dumbest people on the planet. And the more things they have after their name, the dumber they are. Because see, you can't have true intellect and be a leftist. You just can't. And they hurt some feelings. And I would tell you I'm sorry, but I'm not. I'm not sorry for telling you the truth. You can't have intellect and be a leftist. There's no way around it. No way. They want to use a bunch of big words and all that, fine. You want to out-vocabularize a person, great. But in terms of just sheer common sense. Right now, Biden wants to raise taxes. He doesn't know why. Donald Trump brought more economic progress back to America by lowering taxes. We talk about it ad nauseum. Economists know. If you're an economist and you say raising taxes gives more revenue, brings in more revenue, you're a liar. You know it's not true. I love the discussion. Kevin, a company's moving in and they're giving them a tax break. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Why should a company comes into your town and let's say they're bringing 5,000 employees and they say, we're giving them a 10-year tax abatement. For what? They're going to build a building. They're going to staff it. They're going to bring 5,000 jobs. What do 5,000 jobs create? Let me tell you, what do people need? You want me to run you through it just to kind of help? You need a primer? Well, they got to eat. So you're probably going to spring up a couple of grocery stores. You're probably going to sell a few houses. You're probably going to sell a few cars. Some of these people are actually going to make enough money to want services like lawn care. They're going to want babysitters, dog watchers, a lot of things. House cleaners, dry cleaners, movie theaters. Well, maybe not movie theaters because they could go to the Flick Fest and watch anytime they want online at theflickfest.com. Shameless plug by Kevin Jackson. While we're on the subject of the Flick Fest, I'm going to ask you guys a favor. If you're on the site, and you like it, and you're part of our family, please tell somebody else. Have them check it out. If you haven't been to the site, shame on you. You should go and visit. The reason I tell people this is, let me give you a quick story. So the film Bleeding Blue is going to debut on America's Voice, the Real America's Voice, RAV TV, on Saturday. So the president of the company, not the owner, but the president, his name is Michael. He calls me up. He's getting everything set up. And he's like, well, Kevin, you know, I need a download of it, and we got to get the technical guy. So I got all these teams of people working on stuff to get it going. They're setting up media for me to do, et cetera. And then about 2 days later, Michael calls me, and he says, Kev. I said, hey, what's up, man? He says, wow, your film was really good. And I went, I told you. He goes, no. He goes, I mean, really good. And I went, yeah, I told you. Don't know me. I told you it was really good. And I said, see, Michael, this is the thing. When you tell people that you've done something, they don't think it's that good. They don't think it's at the level of the left. If you say, I'm going to go make, well, I don't know if you're going to compete with Michael Moore. You know, ooh, yeah, that boy makes some documentaries. I don't think he can compete with Spielberg, Kevin. They don't think we can. For the record, my very first film, the president of this TV network says, the film was amazing. And then here's what he says. I can't wait to show this. This is so good. He's all excited now. Before he was lukewarm. Why? Because I called the CEO, who's a friend of mine, and he said, yeah, call Michael, he'll show it. Neither one of them excited. Just doing a brother a favor. Didn't want me to call the NAACP on him or something. Didn't want me to pull the race card. But when they finally watched it, they were like, whoa. And now they're jazzed. We can't wait to show it, repeat it, etc. Well, same with the Flick Fest. I'm going to tell you right now, it is no Netflix. They got a lot more money than I do. But when you go there, you're going to be impressed. You're going to go, wow, this Kevin Jackson is no joke. If you go to Seeking Educational Excellence and look at what we're doing in education, you're going to say, this may be the only group I know who really gets it and knows what to do. And I could go on. What we deliver is excellence in messaging and marketing. And it is not political. It may seem that way because the brain dead leftists want to say, he's a conservative. No, I'm not. I'm a person who looks at everything through the lens of truth, including my life. And where I'm not living it in truth, I chastise myself. I don't look for excuses. I don't give moral relativity. I just go, you better get it together, bro. But the left don't do that. And that's why Biden hires the worst people on the planet, forced to cheat their way into power. Or how else would states running massive deficits have paid their bills? How else would unions survive? How would these people get jobs in the real world if they didn't have somebody saying, grow government and give these nincompoops, I had other words for them, give them a job, because they are not employable anywhere else. I'll ask you this. Would you let Barack Obama run your company? If you answered yes to that, well, I'm not going to tell you what you are. But if you're smart, you said no. And here's why. Because Barack Obama, one, doesn't know how to run a company. Two, doesn't want to run a company. There is no passion for capitalism with this man. There's only a passion for power and money. That's why he got Bill Ayers to write his book. He was happy to get those millions of dollars. That's why he got elected and he set himself up to get a $60 million book deal so he doesn't have to work. And what's he going to do that's of any note? What is going to be the only thing he's known for in his entire miserable life? Finding a way to get elected on cult of personality and then blowing it. Another 4 years of Trump, folks, and people might have actually held themselves accountable. They might have actually held the scumbag politicians that represent them accountable. And that's why they had to get rid of Trump. And you. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader is scheduled for June. The White House saying Biden will visit the United Kingdom and attend the G7 summit. Then he'll go to Belgium for the NATO summit in Brussels. Protests are continuing in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, as hundreds are marching the streets demanding answers surrounding the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown Jr. was shot by police as he was running away from them when they were trying to serve him a warrant. City Council member with Elizabeth City, Darius Hart, tells Fox News he's hoping to hear some answers from the police soon.
We We're out here simply asking for our local sheriff to come forward and provide us with the answers so we can sleep at night, so we'll know what happened the other day.
The sheriff's department has not yet released the body cam footage of the shooting. This is USA Radio News. Claims the door is open on negotiations over President Biden's sweeping infrastructure plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters she envisions a vigorous period of give and take with Republicans.
The stage we're in now is we will have discussions. We'll get a full briefing. We expect those to happen through the course of the next several days. We'll review that plan. We'll ask questions at a staff level, and then the president will invite a number of those members down here to the White House.
One idea being floated out there by both House Republicans and Democrats is the idea of raising the gas tax to pay for infrastructure spending. Concern is building over a recent report the U.S. Postal Service has been monitoring social media posts, particularly from those planning protests. A surveillance program tracking social media activity described as inflammatory and shares that information with government agencies, the agency collecting information from Facebook and Parler. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I hope you're signed up on our newsletter to get our newsletter, part of the database. It's the way we keep in contact. And I'm going to tell you right now, not on Twitter. I only have my regular page on Facebook, and I don't even know how long that'll stay up. Find me at PolitiChatter and get friends to come over. Get them to join up, man. And I hope you do, too. We, as you guys know, ask any of these people. Ask my buddy Albert. Ask Bob. Ask a bunch of them. I call. I contact you. Carol and Bob, all of them. Especially if you support us. And I don't mean that in a, like, well, if you send this money, boy. But it is true. Because I know what it takes to do that. And I know these people that are supporting what we do, they're not rich. I really wish I could tell you the story of Albert. Maybe one of these days he'll let me. What an amazing gift. And we're going to see each other soon, Albert and I. He's piddling around there in California near Sacramento. We're going to go break some bread together, hang out a little bit. But what a spectacular guy, man. But he can attest. I call. And many others can. By the way, I have not watched Sinatra yet, so don't get after me. And I got a couple of books sent to me. I'm going to tell you guys, with books and films and things like that, it's very difficult for me to get a chance to watch them and read them. I apologize. I'm so busy. My kid is on a travel baseball team. I'm trying to get a house sold and redone. And I mean, oh, the level of busy. Which brings me to this. If you are good at what you do and you want to help, contact us. If you tell me, Kevin, I'm a social media guru. If you tell me, Kevin, I'm an amazing writer. I'm an amazing radio producer. I'm an amazing video editor. And I can give you an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, 100 hours, whatever you can give us, we would take you up on it. Oh, by the way, I didn't want to leave out my old regional manager, Andy. Andy, I was curious. Are you still racing Corvettes? I remember that. You used to tell me, look for the window. Look for the window when you're driving. And I was like, what is that? And I do it all the time when I'm speeding. Yeah, but I don't get pulled over because cops know don't pull black people over. End up in trouble. But look, we got to cover some news that we don't get to cover that much, so we better do it because we won't get to. But I saw this article. The FBI actually interviewed the FedEx mass murderer last year. The kid who went in and shot up FedEx, that went postal at FedEx, they interviewed him. It's funny how many times I've heard that the FBI interviewed somebody, let him go, and then that person ended up shooting a bunch of people. I think they interviewed the dude that shot up Post, whatever, the nightclub, for the gay folks. Didn't they interview the Sarnoff brothers before? They bombed the Boston Marathon. They've interviewed like 5 or 6 mass murderers. You understand why Comey wasn't the head of the FBI. They did nothing. Unbelievable. This is supposed to be the people guarding us. And now we got Joey Demento is their big boss. Who's over? Who's the AG? I don't even know. I don't know anybody in Biden's cabinet. I don't. Except, sister girl, Kamala Harris. And Psaki. Other than that, I don't know anybody in the Biden administration. I don't. I don't know who's transportation secretary, interior secretary. I don't know anybody. You know what I told myself? I'm not going to waste my time on people that have no power. That's why I don't want to know who they are. Scottie Pippen's oldest son died, and not of the Wu flu. He died of complications of asthma. I didn't know this. Pippen has 8 kids. This was his very first kid by a woman he was married to for 2 or 3 years. They divorced, but he has 8 kids. I thought he was Mormon. Did he play for Utah? Oh, Chicago. I knew it. I knew Chicago. Anyway, rest in peace, Scottie's son. I don't know his name. Said he was a pretty good ball player. Young guy, like 30-something years old, early 30s. That's very sad to me. Scottie Pippen's only 55. Speaking of death, my son calls, was it yesterday or the day before? And he said, Dad, you know my buddy that I was at his house the other weekend? They played baseball together. And nice people, live about 3 or 4 miles from us. Dad's probably 42, 43. Mom, you know, beautiful lady. Almost trophy wife-ish, okay? Good-looking lady. 3 kids in the family. One my son's age, and they play in tournaments a lot together. Big baseball family. They got a big baseball set up at their house. My son calls me from school crying. Kid's dad passed away. The son found his dad dead in the house. This is a 14-year-old kid who found his father dead. And my son was distraught. And I don't think it was funny because my Uncle Willie died. And other people in my field, a couple people died in the family close to me. He watched me be tore up over my uncle dying. Me and my brother, man, we were crying like big babies, but, you know, we revered this man. And my son didn't shed a tear. He didn't know him. But he knew this guy's father. I knew him too. But my son, they stayed together all the time. They hung out. The dad was like, hey, Kevin, call you, come over this weekend, whatever. And so anyway, my son was distraught. And I think it was partially because he knew the guy. But I think, honestly, and we've talked a little bit about it, I think for the first time in my son's life, the idea of death hit him first front hand, you know. His dad could die. His mom could die. Nothing's promised to you. This guy's younger than I was. Younger than I am. Not that I was, but that I am. I'd seen him 3 days earlier when I went to pick my kid up from something they had been doing together. He's like, hey, Kev, how you doing, man? He looked kind of flush, but, you know, no worse for wear. Maybe like he'd had a workout or something. No idea. But my son, wow. So we're dealing with that. Just FYI. Mike Lindell, he did this thing. He's raising money for his Frank. They called it a Frankathon, the new website, Frank. And I don't know if you guys have been on it, but I heard it was a disaster. And we sent out an email because I'm doing PolitiChatter. And I'm doing it for one reason. No offense to Mike. I like Mike Lindell. I talked to his secretary. I think her name is Katie. And we had a conversation. I said, Mike, I'd love the help, etc. I know you're going to do the rollout. Maybe we can mutually help each other. And that didn't happen. But he rolled. I did a Frankathon, and somebody called up pretending to be President Trump, and one of the producers let him through. And then a guy started cursing on air. But I heard from a group of influencers that said the rollout went terribly. Is anybody aware of it? I didn't go on the site for no other reason than I'm kind of done with the sites. We're on, I think, 8 different sites. And finally, because you can be an owner in PolitiChatter, I said that's where I'm going to put my efforts. And that's what I'm doing. I hope you'll join me there. So you, by the way, you can join and it's free. But what we're going to offer to the VIP members, what we call the pro members, is going to be well worth it. Not initially. The only thing you're going to get is you're going to get the stock, which is just, that's enough. But what we're going to do for the pro members is say, here you go. Check out a movie. Check out a concert. Check out something that other members can't have. No offense, but you know what? I'm proud to offer tiered service. I don't want to live in the ghetto. I want to live in a gated community. So if you want to be in the gated community on PolitiChatter, do what my buddy Andy did. Andy, he was so proud, my former regional manager. He said, Kev, he sent me a note, Kev, I'm in PolitiChatter. I got 100 shares. I joined up. And I was like, good job. He goes, and he did, of course, he did it because he of me. I've told you guys stories about my time with Andy and Tom. And I think the president of the company, Andy can correct me if I'm wrong, his name was Marv. And Marv, I love this guy. Marv was a skinny little dude. He ran 6 different divisions of Teledyne. And let me tell you how, I don't want to say cheap, how frugal he was. If Marv got to a city after 8 p.m., he stepped at the airport. He would not get a hotel. And he was a runner. He was real fit. And he would get up early in the morning. And this is when the airports were a lot easier to do stuff in. But Marv would go to the weight room or he'd run the airport in the mornings. I mean, it was just a different kind of guy. But I won their sales award. Nobody thought I could win it. But I won it. And Andy can verify it. Because if I'm not, he'll call, Kevin, you didn't win that award. But I did. Tom Garland. Tom was into jazz. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Just reminiscing. Hey, it's the last day of the week. What do you care? But look, I wish Mike Lindell luck, but I don't want to be a part of growing somebody else's stuff. They said he put $100 million into that thing. That is not true. We looked at the tech. If he didn't put $1 million into that. If he did, I wish I'd sold it to him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Got a miscellaneous news. And I'm also covering little snippets from my vida loca, my crazy life, which hasn't been that crazy, but it is kind of funny at times. I mean, when you reflect back on a story, like, I was thinking about this the other day. This is horrible. But I was staying with my great-grandfather. And he had the sweetest tomatoes, man. My great-grandfather's vine-ripened tomatoes tasted like watermelons. Unbelievably delicious. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So that summer, I stayed with my great-grandfather, and he lived in squalor. I mean, he did. His house was, it was truly a tenement shack. My great-grandmother didn't have a washing machine. She had one of those things where you washed it. She would stick a broom down into the thing and agitate it. And then when she was done agitating and all the stuff came off, she put it in and it rolled up and the water went down. I was fascinated looking at those old washing machines. But anyway, you go out the back door and right there was my great-grandfather's garden. And these vine-ripened tomatoes were bigger than a man's fist. I mean, they were huge. And they were just super red. Not like grocery store tomatoes. Not even like the vine-ripened tomatoes in a grocery store. I'm talking deep, rich red. And so my grandfather had given me an X-lax the day before because he asked me and my brother, he said, "Have you boys had a bowel movement since you've been here?" And I didn't know what a bowel movement was, but I saw he had something in his hand he was going to give me, and the only way to get it was to answer no. So I went, "No, sir." He goes, "Well," and then he breaks off a little piece of chocolate. And he hands one to me and one to my brother. And I remember thinking, this stingy old man, just give me the package. I'm glad he didn't. And am I glad I didn't find that X-Lax? So he gives me when I talk about a little piece of chocolate, I'm talking about a little bitty piece. And he said, "Well, eat this." So I ate that, well, it was X-Lax, just so it's a spoiler alert. Go outside, I'm with Cookie, the girl next door who lived next to my great-grandfather. And we're in this garden picking these tomatoes and eating them. And as soon as you bite into them, they just squash into your face. Just beautifully tasting fruit. And so I'm eating these tomatoes. And suddenly, uh-oh. And I mean, all I had time to do was barely think that I had to go to the bathroom. I turned to run to the bathroom. And man, it was all down my leg. And I get to the screen door, and there's my older brother laughing because he saw it. And I start crying. Oh, man. Yeah. The things you remember and why, I don't know. Love the memories, though. And another thing, the watermelon truck would come by. I'm talking loaded with watermelon. And they would drop them down, and we would have to catch them. I remember I busted the first one they dropped. And my great grandfather said, "You can't catch him, Buck. If you can't catch it, you got to get back," because he didn't want to. These watermelons burst all over the thing, but he burst one. But after that, I caught him. But man, those are the sweetest. There is nothing close to this in the grocery store. Nothing. Anyway, let me move on. Prince Andrew was offered $7 million to take a lie detector test regarding Epstein. I don't know if that's a lot of money to a royal. Yeah, I don't know. He was offered $7 million. Where is Ghislaine, by the way? Ghislaine. What's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell? Where is she? Because she's supposed to have all the dirt. And I believe she does, man. I believe she does. Ooh, do I? Yeah. I'm going to tell you. When you have the kind of money and the kind of access and where people just want to be around you and they're willing to do anything, I can't even imagine the debauchery that you're tempted by that gets thrown your way. I mean, I'm a decent looking dude. I've had a pretty good life in certain, I've had multiple lives. Fighter, runner, bon vivant, all kinds of stuff. Decent career. I've had the ladies throw themselves at me a time or two. Maybe not as much in the more recent, past, because I don't want to get anybody killed. You know what I mean? Well, this is a mean little girl. But point is, I've had my day in the sun. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's – in fact, I don't even have to think it. I'm around people who are really wealthy – private planes. I mean, they get catered to. I can't even tell you what happens to them. I'll tell you a quick story. Before I moved to Arizona, I used to come visit one of my billionaire buddies. He'd fly me in. He said, "Come on in, man. Let's play some golf." So I'd come in. He put me up at his place. And I didn't, first time I went there, I didn't know where to find him. I went and put my stuff in my room. I had a whole house to myself. 3,500 square foot house. Beautiful. I mean, this thing probably cost $1 million. They had a basket waiting for me, a refrigerator stocked with food. You would have thought I had the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with me. It was so much stuff in there for me. And it was all for me. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I walk over to the golf thing, the pro shop, whatever. And guys are looking at me like, "Who is this guy?" And they come over, may I help you, sir? And I go, yeah, well, I'm good. May I help you, sir? They're all looking at me. And finally, I name drop who I'm there to see. Now, these people are very helpful. They're not accusing me of taking something or stealing something or having COVID or whatever. They're just nice guys. But when I name dropped who I was there to see, oh my goodness. It was, they sprang into, oh my goodness. Oh, sir, may I get your shoes? Can I get your clothes? What do we need to do? And it was the most amazing thing. I think I know exactly where he is. And they took me to him. And there he is sitting there with his wife and another guy we're going to golf with, eating, having a meal. And I told him, I said, I can't imagine. I've been treated really nicely in places. You go somewhere and, Mr. Jackson, oh, great. Thanks for, appreciate you coming. They're super nice. Not like this. When I tell you folks you don't know, you don't know. Believe me. So anyway, I'm familiar with it. But here's my point. Prince Andrew wouldn't shock me at all. If this guy was like, oh, sure, let's go check out, you're really going to get a kick out of this because Epstein Island is pretty much a free-for-all. It's Fantasy Island. Let's go. And he brings his friends and they partake of whatever. And let me tell you, here's what's sad about it. The dude is a prince. If prince, you know why they go to the island to do it? Because he could do it anywhere. If he went to Madison Square Garden and said, hey, it's Prince Andrew here, Prince Philip, or whatever his name is, I don't know. Prince Andrew. And we'd love to find some lovely girls who would like to hang out with us and do all kinds of crazy, debaucherous activities until morning. Anyway, take us. He would have them lined up. Not because he's beautiful or anything, but people would go, that's the prince? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I mean, he'd have everybody just wanting to be with him because he's a prince. I mean, that's why Hollywood struggles. The Rock. I don't have a whole lot of respect for him anymore, but, come on. The Rock. You think this guy's got to go to Epstein Island? The reason why they go to Epstein Island is nobody knows their dirt. So anyway, investigative journalist Ian Halperin offered the 61-year-old the money to, quote, come clean and take a polygraph test with a world-leading polygraph examiner. And in particular, Halperin wants to ask Andrew about allegations made by Virginia Roberts Giffre, who's claimed that she was brought from the U.S. to the U.K. in 2001 to sleep with the prince. She said, I knew I had to keep him happy because it's what Jeffrey and Ghislaine would expect from me. She said this publicly. I'm going to tell you right now, I have no knowledge of it whatsoever. But I'll tell you this, I believe it happened. I believe there's just too much smoke here. And here's the thing, is it really that big of, I mean, I don't know whether this girl wanted to be, like I said, I know women that when I've been hanging out with some football players and a couple of rappers and things like this, it was nothing. It was like shooting fish in a barrel. So if Prince Andrew did, he should just say, yeah. Yeah, I was young, stupid, I did the crazy things back then, and, yes, and I did have Virginia Roberts Jeffrey, but it was consensual or whatever. But he can't tell you that because he's a royal. He's got to wear that other mask. He can't let you know who he really is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.